Hello, my name is Ian. I'm a dopamine addict. It's been many weeks that I haven't had my dopamine fix, but today I had some. Dopamine, dear listener, is a neurotransmitter, and I'm addicted to it. I admit it. Chances are you are also. Dopamine is one of those wonderful feelings you get when you've achieved something. First time I heard about it was listening to, I think it was Radiolab from WNYC, or maybe it was on This American Life, I can't quite remember, but I remember hearing about dopamine in the context of gambling. Dopamine is the actual neurotransmitter that causes gamblers to be addicted. When you get that win, you get that flush of dopamine, and it's very pleasant. The way I get dopamine in my life is by completing a task, by finishing a project. And being a podcaster, I get a little dopamine hit every single time I press publish. And I know that I've sent off into the ether another episode. I first noticed it when I would struggle to get an episode out. I'd maybe procrastinate or I'd have some difficulties with it. And then I'd publish and I'd feel, well, at times I'd feel absolutely euphoric. And I thought, that's a very strong reaction to just producing content. And I know that people say that it's very important to embrace the things that you love doing. And yeah, I agree with that too. But if you're embracing them because you're getting this feeling of euphoria, are you embracing things because you want the dopamine hit? Lately, I've been working very diligently to be aware of this and not buy into it, so that when I press publish, I feel happy, proud, contented, satisfied, all those sort of things, but not elated, not exuberant, not excessive. And to be aware of that, be aware of that dopamine, be aware of that neurotransmitter firing in my head. I know that all these neurological addictions that we have, whether they be serotonin, adrenaline, dopamine or any of the other ones, I know that they're all in our bodies for a reason and they're all incredibly valuable. But it's also important to, at least for me, to realise that sometimes these naturally occurring substances can be just as addictive as alcohol or nicotine or heroin. And the dependence on anything, I think, is not valid. Today I published two podcast episodes, a more substantial one and a very light, trivial one. And yeah, it's good. It's good to have produced something. I've produced a couple of audio booths. And maybe it's because of the familiarity of putting more and more content out that I'm not feeling the rush. But that's where a true addiction would really show up, wouldn't it? Because I'd have to do something more extensive to get the rush. And I'm quite happy just to have produced the content and let it be at that. So maybe I haven't fallen off the wagon as much as I thought. That's my thoughts for today, for this another day in February. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.